From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Violence in Nigeria. At least 47 people were killed and dozens wounded in a bomb attack on a crowded market in Borno State. The blast hit Tuesday at a market in Sobongari. U.S. officials have accused an international group of hackers and stock traders of stealing insider information and making as much as $100 million in illegal profits. Federal authorities in New Jersey said Tuesday it is the biggest scheme of its kind ever prosecuted. Authorities say hackers stole financial and other information from companies that publish press releases. Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney for New Jersey.
We allege that the conspirators stole more than 100,000 news releases, traded ahead of more than 800 company releases, and made more than $30 million.
Nine people have been indicted for fraud. China's tightly controlled currency, the yuan, saw its biggest drop in two decades Tuesday. We get more from Bill Ide.
The value of the Chinese yuan has been gradually rising for a decade, and Tuesday's fall was its biggest slide since 1994. The 1.99% slide, just shy of its daily up or down limit of 2%, comes just 2 days after China announced that exports had once again fallen, contracting in July more than 8% from the previous year. Analysts say the recent volatility in the country's stock market also played a role. Bill Ide, Beijing.
A young Mississippi couple has been arrested and charged with trying to join Islamic State militants in Syria. Mohammed Daklala and his fiancée were arrested by the FBI in Mississippi Saturday as they prepared for a plane trip to Turkey. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office warns the release of dozens of rebels charged with serious crimes in Mali threatens that country's new peace accord. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Human Rights Office says the 44 men released from prison on July 16th include 16 suspected of committing acts of terrorism, 5 affiliated with terrorist organizations, and 3 rebels who already have been charged with war crimes. They were exchanged for 45 civilians and troops. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA her agency is very concerned that further releases similar to these may be imminent. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations Special Envoy to Libya has urged that country's warring factions to agree on a national unity government by the end of this month. Bernardino Leon would like the parties to endorse it by early September.
We would like the GNC and all the Libyans participating in this process to give the benefit of doubt to the process.
Leon issued the appeal in Geneva at the start of a new round of Libyan peace talks. Greece and its creditors have agreed in principle on broad terms for a new 3-year bailout. Some details of the plan were yet to be finalized Tuesday. European Commission spokeswoman Annika Breinhardt, the key mediator of the talks, confirmed the progress on what is expected to be a $94 billion package. Iraq's parliament has unanimously approved Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's proposed government reforms to tackle corruption and cut spending. Mr. Abadi proposed the changes on Sunday. They include eliminating the largely symbolic offices of 3 vice presidents and 3 deputy prime ministers. Mr. Abadi's plan also calls for ending party and sectarian quotas when choosing officials. Billionaire Donald Trump may have taken some hits in last week's Republican presidential debate, but so far doesn't appear to be hurting him in the polls. The latest Reuters Ipsos national poll found Trump holding steady at the top of the Republican field with 24%, followed by former Florida Governor Jeb Bush at 12%. Investigators probing last year's downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine have found fragments that may have come from a Russian surface-to-air missile. Dutch prosecutors said in a statement Tuesday that the team of investigators is examining several parts possibly originating from a Buk surface-to-air missile system. The United Nations says thousands of native Somalis are returning from Yemen despite a serious humanitarian crisis at home. More than 29,000 people have arrived in Somalia from Yemen. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.